Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 5, 1805. A Buffalo Dance. Clark employs himself today with work on a map of the West. The information he uses has been gathered from the Indians and fur traders. Yesterday, Clark wrote that he was not feeling well, but he makes no mention of how he feels today. Instead, he writes about the Buffalo Dance.
A cold day, some snow. Several Indians visit us with their axes to get them mended. I employ myself drawing a connection of the country from what information I have received. A buffalo dance, or medicine, for 3 nights passed in the first village. A curious custom. The old men arrange themselves in a circle and after smoke a pipe, which is handed to them by a young man, dressed up for the purpose. The young men who have their wives back of the circle go to one of the old men with a whining tone and request that the old man take his wife, who presents naked except for a robe. The girl then takes the old man and leads him to a convenient place for the business, after which they return to the lodge. If the old man returns without gratifying the man and his wife, he offers her again and again. It is often the case that after the second time without kissing, the husband throws a nice robe over the old man and begs him not to despise him and his wife. We sent a man to this medicine dance last night. They gave him 4 girls. All this to cause the buffalo to come near so they may kill them. Captain William Clark, January 5, 1805.
Clark had a difficult time writing this entry without being more explicit. Biddle, with his Puritan sensibilities, put the writing in Latin, and Eliot Coos, in his narrative edits, apparently thought it best to leave the description in Latin. Moulton transcribed it just as Clark wrote it. The purpose of this dance, or medicine, was to pass spiritual power from the old men, who were experienced buffalo hunters, to the younger generations, through their wives. The white visitors also received such offers because they were thought to possess great power. Tomorrow, cooking up some corn.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.